In this week's parasha, Parshas Pinchas is one of the times in the Torah that Klal Yisrael is counted. And Rashi explains the reason why they're counted is because this is after the Magefa, after the plague that took place after the Maisa with Midian. And Rashi explains the reason why they're counted now, it's a mashal to a shepherd whose flock gets attacked by some wolves. And after the attack, the shepherd counts his flock. And that's what's happening here when Bnei Yisrael are counted. And there's something very interesting that the Chofetz Chaim points out that is evident from the counting. In Pasuk Membeis, the Torah recounts and counts and mentions the counting of Shevet Dan. Now, Shevet Dan has how many? 64,400. And in the previous Pasuk, you have Shevet Binyamin. And Shevet Binyamin has 45,600. So there seems to be, you know, what we read through the numbers and we say, okay, very nice. But the Chofetz Chaim points out a fascinating, fascinating point. And that is as follows. We know that back in Bereishis, Don had only one son. Who was that? That was Chushim ben Don, the famous Chushim ben Don, who was a Cheresh, he was a deaf mute. There's a famous Medrash that he was the one who chopped off Esav's head. Certainly a tremendous Eved Hashem. So not only was he one son, he was also disabled. And yet, what do you see? Binyamin, who is the Shevet that was mentioned right before Don, had 10 sons. And he had, now, many years later, how many descendants? 45,600. And Don, who had one child, had 64,400 descendants. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we see from here a tremendous yisod. What does he say? He said, Ein Eitza Vein Chachma Neged Hashem. So what's the Chofetz Chaim trying to tell us? That no matter what we think, Al Piderach HaTeva, there's no such thing, there's no Chachma, and there's no Eitza, there's no advice when it comes to Hashem's will. Whoever Hashem wants to bless, whoever Hashem wants to be successful, he'll be successful. Even if the deck is stacked against him. And that's what we see. We would think that Don would say, oh, me, Don, I have one son. And look, Binyamin, my half-brother, he has 10 sons. What's going to be? I should be jealous. I should be upset. But what happens? The same thing that you're concerned about, that he was concerned about, eventually his descendants, it turns out that he had actually almost around 20,000 descendants more than Shevet Binyamin. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Mikan Yesh Lilmod. Somebody who Hashem wants to succeed will succeed against all odds. And he says, and the Chofetz Chaim points out, even by money, there's somebody who's poor but who's happy with what he has. There's a wealthy person that perhaps in the end he won't be so successful. Why? Hashem does everything. And what does this all mean? And this is the pshat. And these are the words of Ramalach Biderman. Kolaymar. Lo ma shenira lo adam be'enei basar hein l'tov hein l'mutav hu ha'emes. Not what we think. We think, oh, Don has one child, he's not going to have so many descendants. Binyamin has 10 children, he'll have many descendants. Not whatever we see is always going to happen. In the end of the day, Hashem's will take its course, and ultimately, the Ratzon Hashem will reign supreme. And sometimes it'll take time for us human beings living in this world to see things play out. But in the end of the day, everything will work itself out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show that whatever trials and tribulations, whatever challenges a person thought he had, they were just there to spurn him, to propel him to work harder and to daven harder, and eventually he'll find the Yeshua. Now, I have a little bit of a problem with this idea. And the problem that I have is that who says that the person who's going through troubles, who says that Chushim ben Don deserves it? Right? It's very nice. Does this mean to say that anybody who has a challenge, and somebody who doesn't have a challenge, eventually the person who has a challenge is going to go ahead and be successful? And the person who does not challenge and who doesn't continue dominating Hashem, that he should continue to remain unchallenged or to continue to remain successful, he'll lose everything? I don't think so. I don't think that's what it means. What meaning? Just because Don only had one son, automatically, poof, later on he's going to have so many descendants? So I was bothered by that question, and Baruch Hashem, the next paragraph in Be'er HaParsha from Ralph Biederman, he answers the question. He says as follows, he says, based on this, he asks a tremendous question. In the brachas that Yaakov gave to Don, back in the Parshas Vayichi, what bracha did Yaakov give to Don? L'yishuaschach kivisi Hashem. To your salvation do I hope. So, I think Ramalach Biederman. Ramalach Biederman is doing the talking. Yes. I don't understand. What kind of bracha is that? You should hope to Hashem? That's a bracha. So the pshat is, he brings the medrash. The medrash tells us when Don came to his father, he cried and he said, "Oh, ro mazlo, I have a difficult mazel, right? I only have one son and he's handicapped. He can't even hear." So his father Yaakovina told him, "Don't worry, zechor tizkor es Hashem b'chol matzav. Whatever you do, always remember Hashem. Whatever situation you're in, titzap lo v'chol zman v'idon. Always remember Hashem. Therefore, lishua slo kivisi Hashem. Always." Turn to Hashem, always hope to Hashem. And that wasn't just an Eitzah, that was a Bracha. That if you continue to be a Baal Emunah, if you continue to hope to Hashem, so then in the end, you'll be Zoiche to a lot of Bracha in your life. And that's the message that the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. A person can go through difficult challenges, whether it's in having children, whether it's in Parnassah, as the Chafetz Chaim pointed out, in any aspect. And al pi derech hateva, it looks like everything's bleak. But if a person lives with the idea of Lishua Schal Kivisi Hashem, I hope to you Hashem, you're a part of my life, then you have hope, then you'll be successful. That's Pshat in Don, that's Pshat in Chushim Ben Don. That's how he was able to be so successful. No matter what he endured, as long as he hoped to Hashem, he turned to Hashem, he was Zocha to tremendous Hatzlacha down the road. And I think that's certainly a very strong message for the 3 weeks. Here we are, we're in mourning over the Churban HaBayis. And it's difficult. We look around, there are very difficult challenges in the Jewish world. Our enemies want to destroy us. There's a lot of sickness, many challenges that go on in the communities and in various homes. But at the end of the day, what do we have to do to be successful? We have to turn to Hashem. Hashem, help us on an individual level and on a national level. We're supposed to be yearning to be mitzapel Yeshua. And again, I've said this before, the idea is we don't want the Yeshua just in order to save us from our challenges. We want our enemies to go away and want all sickness to be healed. That's certainly true. But the Iker is we want Kavod Shemayim. We want the honor of Hashem to come back to this world. We want the Shekhinah to be back. The Shekhinah is in Galus. And that's why everything is the way it is. We want more Kavod Shemayim. And that's what we need to daven for. Certainly we should daven on an individual basis, but also on a national level as well. But the Havtacha is, you see, the message that the Chafetz Chaim is revealing to us is that it looked like Don's situation with one child was going to be, in terms of having children, was long-term, was going to be not so great. But in the end of the day, since he held on, and he hoped to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, the peros of a person's emunah and a person's tefillah, as we'll see in a moment, will certainly pay off. And this just to switch gears a little bit to talk about tefillah, this fast emes based on the pasuk that we say almost every day. I hope most people say it every day, and certainly we hear it on Rosh Chodesh. Tzavis bnei Yisrael amarta lehem es korbani lachmi elisha hayreach nichochi tishmeru lakri li b'moyado. One of those popular pesukim that we know of, because this is the parsha of the Talmud. So what does it mean? What do we say? Es korbani lachmi, my offering, my food, liishai, right? My for the fires. Reach nichochi should be a satisfying aroma. Tishmeru lakliv li b'moyado. You shall keep watch to offer to me in its appointed time. That's the translation. Right, what's the Tishmeru? Says, as far as Emes, what's Tishmeru? Loshanov, Shamar, to anticipate. Va'aviv Shamar is Hadavar, by Yaakov, by Yosef. Tishmeru means the Loshanov, waiting. So what is this? What's the message over here? Now we know, waiting for the Korban HaTomid. They used to yearn, anticipate the Korban HaTomid on a daily basis. We're supposed to also, says as far as Emes, yearn to have the Beis HaMikdash to be returned and have Korbanos again. But the Sfas Emes says something else. He says, after the Korban HaBayis, we know that Tefillah is connected to the Korbanos. And therefore, we should anticipate our whole day. We should be excited about what? About Tefillah. The rest of the day should be secondary to the times during the day that you daven. The Iker should be Tefillah. And that, we know, is the source of everything. Without Tefillah, we can't do anything. So what the Pasuk is telling us is that tefillah is a central part of our day. And that's what the Pasuk is Merame is to us. Tishmu lakriv liv moedav. You have to anticipate the Korban HaTomid every day. And now that unfortunately we don't have the Korban HaTomid, we have to anticipate and yearn and get excited about every time we daven. And I think it's also important, because Ramayach Wiederman quotes it, but I think it's important you saw it as well. It's not only about anticipating the three times we daven a day, which we certainly need. He quotes the Chafetz Chaim as saying the following. I tried to find the sefer, I couldn't find it, but I'll read it to you and I'll quote it to you. It's in Likutei Amorim Perek Yud. Says Chavetz Chaim, "V'lo yistapik adu mashem mispalash man esrei shalosh pam b'chayom." It's not enough to daven 3 times a day, right? Chiddush, right? 4 times a day is Baal Tosef. Ela kama pa'amim b'yom tzarech lishpoch tfilos uvakoshos bein olivin atzmo. A person has to pour out requests from himself between him and Hashem to himself. K'shu b'beiso mi'um kudli, but when he's in his house, from the depths of his heart. The 3 tefillos, they're shkurs b'piv, which means they flow off your tongue. They're shkurs b'piv. You know, b'al peh, basically. We're on autopilot. How much do we really say, Hashem, please, how much real personal excitement and intensity do we put into our personal tefillos? When a person is driving his car, when a person is walking in the street, or his person's going to lie down, and he says, Hashem, I need your help. How much more real and authentic and genuine is that tefillah? How much more real is that? And he feels his poverty and his challenges, how great they are, and he turns to Hashem and says, Hashem, please help me. How much more powerful are such tefillos? So says the Chofetz Chaim, a person in his life has to, of course, daven 3 times a day. 3 times a day with a minyan, and the power of your tefillos is tremendous. But what's even more powerful is that if a person on his own, in his own time, when it's not together of tefillah, when it's not together of tefillah, says, Hashem, I need your help. Please help me with this situation, that situation. And also, I've said this over many times, they say over from Rav Dan Segel, how did he have the koach habracha? Because he asked Hashem for things and he thanked them. Walk around the street, Hashem, thank you so much for working this out. Thank you so much for this blessing. Thank you so much. It's not a, oh, what do you mean? I said modem already. So I already thanked Hashem. No, can you imagine? Right? It's like, let's try to think of a mashal, right? You write a thank you card to somebody, or you said thank you at the end. But then, you know what? A few days later, or in the middle of the street, you call a guy, you call up somebody who did you a big favor. You said, you know what? I know I sent you a present. I know I sent you a thank you card. I just want to tell you one more time. I want to thank you so much because, you know, I something reminded me of the fact about what you did for me last week or 2 weeks ago. Thank you again. Can you imagine what kind of thank you that is? It's so much more genuine. Same thing with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, same thing with Hashem. And now going full circle. Done. It looked as though he wasn't going to have so many children, so many descendants. And as we see from that medrash, it bothered him. But he took his father's bracha of Lishua Sol Kivisi Hashem. He always had hope to Hashem. He always had emunah. And actually, I saw here Malik Biderman brings from a Talmud of Chavetz Chaim, of Mordechai Banet. He used to write with his fingers in the air. And they asked him, what are you writing? And they figured it out. He was writing the pasuk Ashrei Ish Shelo Yishkachecha Uben Adam Yisam Etzbach. Praiseworthy the person that doesn't forget Hashem and always finds courage in Hashem. That's what we need to do. We need to live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lishua Schal Kivisi Hashem. Praiseworthy is one who doesn't forget Hashem, who always seeks, yearns to Hashem. And that's what Hashem wants to help us. And then, if we're those types of people that always turn to Hashem for a good thing when we need Him and to thank Him, and we have that relationship with Hashem, so then exactly what's going to happen, like the Chavetz Chaim says, eventually, Ein Chochmah Ein Eitzah Keneged Hashem. Right? And the language of the Chavetz Chaim, once again, is Shemi Shem Chavit Bo Yuchal Atzliach. The one who Hashem desires, and we know Ritzon Yurev Yaseh. The ones who fear Him, the ones who have a relationship with Hashem, those are the ones who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of. And this idea that it's of course, we have to daven 3 times a day, but we have to, our anticipation and our connection to tefillah should be so great that it overflows, and not only during the 3 times a day that we daven, but all the time, talk to Hashem. Have a relationship with Hashem, and through that you'll have the Yishua Schal Kivisi Hashem, and then Hashem will desire Hashem Ein Eitza Ein Chachav Ein Eitza Keneged Hashem, and Shemish Hashem Chavetz Bo Yatzliach Yochel Atzliach. The one who Hashem desires, the one who Hashem is close to, he ultimately, whether it's now, whether it's next week, next year, sometime down the road, he will certainly see tremendous Yatzliach. Have a great Shabbos.